Tune in at 8:45 every morning. The Ish We Missed on Hot 937.
That Millennium Tour everybody's been waiting for with B2K?
Yes.
The full tour was almost over before it really started.
Razzby
said he wanted out yesterday.
Couldn't handle it.
Couldn't handle it because the Chris guy was coming back.
And yep.
He don't feel comfortable around him.
Is that crazy?
But they went up this morning and they assured everybody that the reunion is back on. Razzby is not leaving the group. The tour is back on. B2K in the streets.
The girl Steph, of the other producers at one of the other radio stations,
right.
Her husband is the biggest B2K fan ever.
Is he really?
Yeah, they're going to see him.
That's perfect.
Yeah, yeah, going to see him. So the legal walls are closing in on the leaders of this bizarre NXIVM sex cult. Now, it's if you look at it, it doesn't say NXIVM. It's NXIVM. A lot of people have been talking about this. So New York federal court, the co-founder, Nancy Salzman, pleaded guilty to a single charge of racketeering conspiracy. She's accused of luring other women into the group to be used as sex slaves. The criminal conduct she admitted to was mainly destroying evidence, most notably by hacking into computer networks of the group's enemy. Maybe they were the ones who hacked in.
Maybe, right?
But anyway, so just hours afterwards, so-called spiritual leader Keith Raniere, who is already facing charges of sex trafficking, kidnapping, and money laundering, was hit with child porn charges. Prosecutors say he had sex with two 15-year-old girls and took photographs.
Oh.
But the reason this is so interesting is because Smallville actress Allison Mack is among the leaders, and a few others are set for trial, but there's also the Seagram liquor fortune heiress Claire Bronfman is also in it. It's these really high-profile chicks who are in this trying to lure other women into this sex cult. It's crazy.
That's outrageous.
Yeah, nuts.
Well, you can start calling Missy Elliott Doctor on May 11th. That's when the Virginia Beach rapper and pop star will receive her honorary Doctor of Music degree from Berklee School of Music in Boston. Other artists who will be honored that day include Justin Timberlake and Broadway composer Alex Lacamoire, who's worked on Hamilton and Wicked. Students will pay tribute to the guests of honor by performing their own songs for them. And Missy tweeted about the news that she'll be the first hip-hop artist to receive an honorary doctorate from Berklee, writing, "I am so humbled."
Nice.
Yeah, it's dope.
But when you
get the honorary, you really haven't had to do any work. I mean, I know they're recognizing him for all the work you've ever done. Yeah, but like,
Shaq's a doctor someplace.
Yeah, but to be a real doctor and to get your doctorate, yeah, that's tough stuff.
That's
tough stuff. Yeah, or you just,
you
know, famous.
Do they honor that?
I don't really. I mean, look at, like, I don't know. I just feel like Bill Cosby had so many honorary doctorates and they all got taken away.
Jeez.
Yeah, so
Dr.
crazy.
Missy Elliott,
yeah,
May
Dr.
11th.
Missy Elliott.
Mariah Lynn explains exposing her 8-year relationship with Rich Dollars. That's right. At the reunion, she dropped a bomb saying that they've been together for 8 years and that she was pregnant.
Yeah, but he lied. Like, he was mad.
You know, he had a straight face because, you know, she, you know, he just doesn't want to, he don't want to give up the player's card.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's
crazy. That is crazy. And that is the Ish You Missed.